Wednesday, January 3rd. Back at work. President had me in at 11 for about 3 hours. And just a general recap of where things were. He went through a lot of odds and ends. The question of whether the Heath visit is a dinner, and if so, he wants to go on the new rule of very limited staff and cabinet. Wants to have Ed David in after the inaugural. Wants to hold all that kind of thing that he can until after the inaugural. Was asking about Hodgson's status, which I didn't know, and Klein's, which I also didn't know. Plans for cabinet meeting on the 22nd. Wondered about Sapphire's status, which I didn't know. Wants to keep the OEP post open for someone that he might want to use just as a good hard intellectual as a foil for Kissinger on the NSC. Wants to be sure Ehrlichman handles the reorganization at the leadership meeting on Friday morning, and that he does not go into a lot of detail about the counselors and their big staff and so on, but rather to make the point that we've cut the White House staff and we're putting the responsibility out in the departments. The president will provide offices in the OB for the counselors, but not with staffs. That all staffing will come from their departments. Wants Conger to check on possible other presidential desks for the Oval Office, and says he's gotten some expert to agree to do some redecorating in the Oval Office. Apparently somebody that Mrs. Nixon's been using at the residence, so that may work out. He's at least getting rid of the beam birds on the shelves. Was concerned about David's congressional seat and wants to be sure we're getting that set up. Had a lot of ideas on the news summary to leave off the magazines and local Washington papers. Emphasize the positive rather than dwelling so much on negative things. Said he'd have a reception for the National Committee after the inaugural. Wants to hold up on the diplomatic reception until Vietnam is settled. Was pleased with the Senate resolution today on Vietnam. Wants the House to go for the same resolution. Met with Henry last night, again today, and we'll meet with him again on Saturday extensively on Vietnam before he leaves Sunday for the new talks. Wants Ehrlichman, Kissinger, and me to establish three major goals in big terms, not a laundry list. But the real problem is what there is to do in the domestic area. There really isn't anything. One goal would be destroy the establishment, the intellectual and media and so on. Was very pleased with Schlesinger's idea of knocking off MIT funds from DOD before Elliot Richardson gets in. Agreed to see Elliot tomorrow at 11:30 after the NSC meeting. Kept coming back to the concern about Rose and her attitude. Apparently she's been very negative and unpleasant, and that, as usual, worries him. Also, a lot of concerns about Henry, saying he'd been through an awful lot in trying to keep his dauber up and so on while I'd been gone, that he'd been using Colson very heavily for this, which the record indicates is correct. He spent hours talking with Colson during the period I was gone. Colson also said this was the case. He thinks Henry's at least partially responsible for the media efforts to separate the president and Kissinger's positions, and is concerned that he not get away with that. Basically, however, seems to be in very good spirits. No major problems. End of January 3rd. As a general comment, it's clear to me that he still hasn't really focused on getting down to work on the second term. He's using the inaugural as the excuse for not scheduling things, but he's not working on the inaugural. I think until he gets Vietnam settled, everything else is going to pretty much stay in the background, and there won't be much concentration on anything.